This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه يحيى بن شرف النووي أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of the Virtues of Dhikr remembering Allah and encouraging others to do so عن سعيد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتعوذ دبر الصلوات بهؤلاء الكلمات اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرض العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وأعوذ بك من فتنة القبر سعيد بن أبي وقاص narrated that the Prophet ﷺ used to seek protection after the prayers in these words. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from cowardice, miserliness, and from being sent back to a feeble age, and seek refuge with you from the trials of this life and those of the grave. And this is recorded in Al-Bukhari and Al-Nasa'i and Al-Tirmidhi on the section of supplications. So this hadith, again, it's authentic, inshaAllah ta'ala, it's in Bukhari. So it's an authentic hadith where Sa'id ibn Waqqas mentioned the Prophet ﷺ used to mention this dubar as-salawati. So he used to mention this at the end of the prayers. So when you say dubar at the end of the prayers, it's right before the taslim. So after you do a tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu, and you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad and Allahumma salli ala Ibrahim, this is one of the du'as that you can say. There's numerous. You can say these that are wadded, that are mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ, and then you can make your own as well. So for example, if you were to say this one here, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli wa a'udhu bika min an uraddu ala arda al-umr wa a'udhu bika min fitnati dunya wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-qabr, then you can say, Allahumma unsu ikhwanin al-mustada'afin fi Ghazza. You can say, oh Allah, help our brothers and sisters in Ghazza. You can make whatever dua. And as a matter of fact, there's another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that this dua is not rejected. This is one of the time frames and situations that the dua is not rejected. So here when he mentions this dua, he starts out with saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. So when we say, Allahumma, O Allah, I seek refuge in you. And this is important. When we seek refuge, why do we seek refuge with Allah? What's the whole purpose of seeking refuge with Allah? Before we even get into the subject matters. Safety from? Safety from Jahannam, okay.
And Allah is in control, so any shaitan, any waswas, could be protected from coming towards you or towards us.
Right, so those are kind of, it's one the least of the other. So you seek refuge in Allah from anything that Allah is displeased with. And remember when we talked about yesterday, we said that Ibn Al-Qayyim mentioned that there's ghadab, that is anger, negligence, right? But then he gives you the equipment or the army internally with what? Insight, intellect, and the nur. So for example, this hadith is the nur. This is the nur. This is what nur literally will give you, that guiding light in a place of darkness. You don't know who to seek refuge with. Sometimes you seek refuge in a relative, a spirit. But we in Islam, we have the nur that you seek refuge with Allah from anything that will affect you and influence you, waswas, to do an action of Jahannam. To do an action of polytheism. To do an action of, you know, being amazed with yourself and not turning it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Or do an inaction, not to act at all. And that could be impermissible as well. Not to pray, not to make dua, not to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, that is the importance of seeking refuge in Allah. So we see the three qawaqil, a'udhu bi rabbin, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, a'udhu bi rabbin nas, a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, right? So you're seeking refuge in Allah, and that's where we get the name Mu'adh from. the one that retreats to Allah. So when he says, A'udhu bika min al-jubn wal-bukhl, subhanAllah, he says, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from cowardice and miserliness. Cowardice and miserliness. What's the connection here between cowardice and miserliness? Okay, so the cowardice is not acting, but what is the inner feeling or action that leads to cowardice?
Fear.
Huh? How? Right, the miser is always, well, yes, every miser, exactly. Every miser is a coward, and a coward can be more than a miser. It can be many other things. No, but this is the wisdom of the dua in this sequence. This dua is on purpose, Yani. In these, on purpose. So cowardice, for example, miserliness. Is everyone with me? But how is a miser a coward? There you go. Fear of poverty. Fear, we should mention this hadith in the fundraisers. What do you think? Like that's, what do you think? Remember this hadith. Just remember, what, just Sheikh Muhammad, record this number of this lesson, inshallah. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ma naqasat sadaqatun min mal." He said, "Sadaqa does not decrease the money. Your money does not decrease." I remember my Sheikh one time, he was giving a fundraiser. He said something so beautiful. He said, "This fundraiser, I do not want your surplus money." He said, the surplus, I want the money that's important to you. If this means something to you, the money that's important, not the leftover tayyib. Well, we have some leftover, okay, give it in charity. No, the attitude should be the opposite. SubhanAllah. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying, I seek refuge in you from cowardice and miserliness. We see the connection that the miser is someone that fears poverty, and that is a sign of could be a sign of cowardice, because they are not ultimately trusting in Allah. What's one name that can remind the coward not to be a miser? One name of Allah. Ar-Razak, Kareem, and what was the other one I heard? Al-Ghani. Okay, Al-Ghani means what? The wealth. Okay, but there's another name that's connected to Al-Ghani that's probably more befitting. Al-Mughni. The one that enriches his servants, right? And then we had Ar-Razak, the provider. Allah will provide for me. So if I give in this manner for the sake of Allah, inshallah Allah will provide. When He wants and how He wants. It's not up to me. If I want it tomorrow, He may give it to me next week. And it's upon me not to be disappointed. Now, I have to be patient, right? So the Prophet ﷺ, he sought after that. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أُرَدَّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمْرِ. And I seek refuge from being sent back to a feeble age. Why would he seek refuge in this? This is also mentioned in the Quran, by the way. Being, it's a feeble age. Some would call this, I think it's senility or senile, being senile. Right? Why? You could be dependent on others. What else? Weak, feeble, not being able to provide for yourself. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة. It's a beautiful verse. Allah says, He is the one that has created you in a state of weakness, then brought you in a state of strength, then brought you back to a state of weakness and old age. يخلق ما يشاء. He creates how He wills. And SubhanAllah, you realize, SubhanAllah, you know, there are similarities between these two, between the young and the old, because they are reliant, right? But we don't want that reliance to be something to where, you know, maybe some of our organs may not be functioning, to where we are in total need of our relatives. And if that's the case, that's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chooses to make us and put us in that. But some scholars mention this is a form of, you know, where you're senile, where, you know, you may not remember, or you may be very aggressive towards other people around you, relatives, etc. Then the Prophet said, "Wa'udhu bika min fitnati dunya, wa'udhu bika min fitnati al-qabr." And I seek refuge in you from the trials of this life, the trials of life and those of the grave. So what's a trial of this life? What's a fitnati dunya, for example?
Sure.
For example, so we said, okay, shirk. Okay, so he said, yeah, he mentioned the verse, amwalakum wa auladukum, money, children. How can money and children be a fitna?
So we weren't choosing money, so we won't want money.
Hmm?
Prophet Muhammad said, money is the fitna for this ummah.
Okay, but you need the money to provide for the children too.
They distract you from worshipping Allah.
How? So should we go home and say, Assalamu alaikum, ya bunaya. Wallahi, you are a distraction. What did I do?
At the time of prayer, they may be distracting you, so you can pray or go into masjid. So.
How can they distract you? Especially the young newborns, right? How can they distract you? MashaAllah. You hear the adhan? MashaAllah. We've all done this before. Come on, stop. We've all fallen in there. It's not the adhan, it's the iqama. MashaAllah. 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 Huh?
It's the love in children.
Ah, the love. Is love?
And love is for this dunya.
Love is a fitna, love?
For this dunya.
What do you mean for this dunya? You have to be more specific.
It includes everything. Like your money, job, everything. So
can love of something permissible turn into something impermissible? That's what's important. Many times we think love of the dunya of love of haram things. No. It can be something that is totally halal for you. Rather, it can be something that is wajib for you to take care of. You know, the other day I was explaining distractions to a couple of youth. I was saying, you know, it's very important as a human being for you to prioritize in life, right? But sometimes that which was not a distraction at 7 p.m. becomes a distraction at 7:45 p.m. when it's time for something that's a priority. Prayer. You go to hang out with your friends, you go to whatever, something that's permissible and maybe even obligatory upon you to do. 7 p.m., it's not a distraction. 7:45 when the salah comes in, it has become a distraction. Because shaitan is the one that distracted you. That's why he is a rajim. Rajim means manbudh. It means that is casted away. Right? So it's very important to define distraction, distinguish distraction to where one can dominate the distraction. And then lastly, he says here, وَمِن فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. What's the trial of the grave? The questions. What are the questions? That's the answer. Who is your Lord? Yeah, he's a prophet, right? Who's your deen? Who's your prophet? Man rabbuk, my deen, umen nabiyuk, right? And you say, Raditu to be like Rabban, ubil Islami, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. My Islam is my deen. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my messenger, Nabi and Muslim, prophet and messenger. But those that don't answer correctly, you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they will say? What will be their response? Aywa, exactly. Ha ma adri, laqad sami'tu shay'an faqultuhu. They'll say, I don't know. I heard something and I'm saying it. No? And this is very, very important because you're not going to be able to strategize when you're in the qabr. It's going to be something that has been inculcated, that has been inside of you, that you have really believed in your heart. Right? So this is important. And then lastly, what did the Prophet ﷺ say, the soul of the believer, how will they leave from the body? Uh-huh. He said it'll be like a drop of water leaving from the faucet, slowly leaving, easily and gracefully. But then the soul of the disbeliever, how will it leave from the body.
Like a lady,
like a
okay.
Like a torn
taken out from your clothes, from your flesh. Wool, wet wool.
Wet, not just wool. Wet wool. Look at the description. He said this, the soul of the disbeliever will be taken out of the body like wet, like a thorn being pulled out of wet wool. And then he said it'll be muntin, and he'll say it'll have a terrible smell. Right? So this is from the fitna of the qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. This one, we ask him for thabat. We ask him to keep us firm in this religion. Oh Allah, make us firm. The one who flips the hearts, make our hearts firm on your religion, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, akfilna min dhunubina wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'a abrar. Ya hayu ya qayrum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, aslih lana sha'unana kullah, wa la takinna ila anfusina tarfat ayn. Ya al-qawi, ya al-aziz, ya al-mateen, ya al-qawi, ya al-aziz, ya al-mateen, ya al-jalali wa al-ikram. انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نعم. No. Yes.